dueling speeches in Battleground, Ohio. President Obama and Mitt Romney talked about the economy yesterday.
He's been president for 3.5 years, and talk is cheap. Action speaks very loud.
If you want to give the policies of the last decade another try, then you should vote for Mr. Romney.
Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, host of Face the Nation. Bob, they were out there both pretty close in Ohio yesterday as they were talking about the economy, clearly trying to appeal to a state with voters like Virginia that could determine the outcome of this campaign.
Well, they were where this election may well be decided, Mike. I mean, Ohio is a battleground state, a cliche to say it, but no Republican has ever won the presidency without carrying Ohio. And you saw these two candidates really, in a sense, finally getting serious and talking about what this election is all about, and that is the economy. The president said it's about two very different approaches. The president outlined his approach yesterday by strengthening the country from within, as he sees it, by strengthening the infrastructure, by strengthening education, and that sort of thing. And on the other side of the state, you saw Mitt Romney saying the way to do this is to get business back to working. That's how you do. You get people back on the job by making it easier for people to operate as businesses. This is where this election is. It's now a dead heat by the way everybody is looking at it, and this is what it's going to be about.
It's been a tough couple of weeks for the Obama reelection campaign, and it's you have to say right now that Mitt Romney has some momentum.
Well, I think I think he does. I mean, the president made this unfortunate gaffe saying the private sector is fine. He spent most of the day since he said that trying to explain how he didn't say it. Romney had his share of these things during the primary, saying, I don't care about poor people, and talking about how many Cadillacs he owned and that sort of thing. So you're going to have that from both sides, I think. And, the president managed to do what no candidate wants to do by saying that. He wound up in the other guy's commercial. And when you do that, that is never a good thing. But this is going to be a debate. This is going to be an election about the economy. The president's getting some static from some people in his own party saying he's got to, recalibrate the message, do better on explaining. But what he really has got to do is figure out some way to get these jobs numbers to looking better than they are, because if they don't get better, it's going to be very difficult for the president come November.
Now, on Father's Day Sunday morning, you've got Romney, don't you?
We do. His first network television Sunday appearance, and no problem on thinking of questions to ask about. We'll talk about what the President Obama said this week, what he said, and just sort of talk about the comparison between the two. You know, both of these men are talking about their approaches. They're both advancing things they say that can make this economy better. What neither of them has really talked about up until this point is, okay, these are your ideas, but how do you get it done? How do you get it done? Because this is the issue that really isn't getting much attention now in this campaign, and that is governance. I mean, we've got a country that's deeply divided and a Congress that may be even more divided than the country in general. It seems to me what people want to hear from these two candidates is, how do you get the two sides together and get them to working and attacking these problems? So far, we haven't heard too much about that.
Well, looking forward to your show with Mitt Romney on Sunday, and hope you have a great Father's Day, Bob.
Okay, thank you guys very much.
Bob Schieffer from CBS News.